is John 1, verses 1 through 18. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of the blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known."
Amen. Even though our Christmas decorations have been packed up, we've degreened the church, we still have the opportunity to linger in the spirit of Christmas just a little longer with some Christmas carols. And then this message today about God becoming flesh, the Word becoming flesh, it's something that we read a lot on Christmas Eve. And so we might remember it a lot as connected to Christmas, even though it's something that we would think about year round. So as Emily set up for us during the children's message, we're doing a 3-week series on light. The first week is this week, Jesus is the light. And so for the message today, I have just a short, simple message, but I hope that it will be useful to us. And it's three things to keep in mind when you're going through a dark time. Now, sometimes I preach about things and then people get nervous, like, "Were you preaching about that because you're going through a dark time?" But I'm not going through a dark time right now. I'm going to reference a dark time that I went through in the past, and I'm sure I'm going to go through dark times in the future, just like the rest of us. So if you're feeling like, "Well, I'm not going through a dark time right now, what does this message have to do with me?" Just take notes, because someone you know is going through a dark time, or you will be going through a dark time at some time in the future. And you know, I think these things are not, and I'm going to talk about this in a minute, it's on a continuum, right? Sometimes things we feel really far away from God's presence. Sometimes we feel kind of in the middle. So let's see where we find ourselves here this morning. So the first thing to remember when going through a dark time is that God is with us. I've preached before about platitudes, you know, these things that we say, and then we don't really think about the seriousness or the full weight of what it means. And I hope, I think, I believe that this passage, the passage that we read today, takes something like God is with us and puts a real fine, serious point on it. It shows us exactly what God means when we say that God is with us. So you've heard me use the M word. What's the M word? Mystery. I like to use that word mystery, and I use it when I go, you know, sometimes I'll go and preach or speak somewhere else, and I talk about using the word mystery with children a lot, because there are a lot of mysteries in our faith, and mystery is very different than saying, I don't know. If somebody says to you, well, how did God create the world? And we say, I don't know. Isn't that very different than saying it's a mystery, right? A mystery implies that there's some faith there. There's something going on. A mystery implies that somebody knows. We just don't, right? There's a mystery to it. So one of the biggest mysteries of our faith is the incarnation. The incarnation is that God decided in order, it makes sense to me that one of the reasons God decided this was to be able to really, truly understand what it's like to be us. God decided to become a human in the person of Jesus Christ. That's what we believe, and that's what this passage is talking about, that the Word became flesh. So God became flesh to dwell among us. So if we're going through a dark time, we can remember this mystery. Remember that God chose to become human so that God could understand what we're going through. Now, that doesn't mean that Jesus was limited by time and space just like us, wasn't he? So he didn't go through every single experience that we went through, but he did go through suffering and grief and loss and physical pain and sadness and death and all of these things that we go through that help us, that make us feel like we're far away from God. Jesus went through them as well. So number one, to remember when we're going through a dark time, this mystery of the incarnation, that God is with us. God has literally, actually been there. That's part of our faith, that God has been there as well. The second one I wanted us to think about, Emily referenced it really, really briefly in her list, is that light sometimes comes slowly. So light, we sometimes think about light as being either on or off. The lights are on, the lights are off, right? We have a light that keeps doing that as a little sort of example to us, that there's a light that's on and then it's off. But light, like healing, sometimes doesn't come all at once. And so the example that I wanted to use, two examples, one from nature, and that's what's happening in our days and our nights ever since December 21st, right? Ever since December 21st, the nights have been getting shorter and the days have been getting longer. Have you noticed? Yeah. It depends on if you're trying to notice, right? Because it's just a few little minutes every day that we get. And so if we're noticing, if we're mindful of that, we can see a difference. We can see that the light is coming. But if we didn't pay attention, we might not notice until like the summer comes, right? And I think the same is true about going through challenging times or dark times. The other example that I wanted to use was from my own life. So when I picked this passage or this series on light, I was very nervous about this Sunday. And the reason is that 1 year ago, this Sunday, the Sunday after Epiphany, at about this time, maybe a little later, I was being loaded into an ambulance after experiencing psychosis that was brought on from lack of sleep. And that lack of sleep happened because there was so much on my mind. I was sort of dealing with the death of a couple of friends that were important to me. I was not taking care of myself, just working too hard, too fast, doing too much. And so my brain said, well, if you don't want to take care of yourself, we'll make sure that you take care of you by putting you flat out and in the hospital. And when I returned to you, I preached a sermon where I talked about being on a journey towards health and wholeness and healing. And the truth is, I've been on that journey now for a whole year. It doesn't mean that I'm done with it. But it does mean that the days have been getting slowly longer, right? And I think that I now would say that I get a gold star in sleep, although my tendency to seek gold stars maybe is what started this whole thing. But I'm a pretty good sleeper now. So now if you see me at meetings at like 9 or 9:30, I start like, yawning, like, bedtime is no longer 2, 3, 4 in the morning. Bedtime is now 9 or 10, but it's a journey. I also had an experience once on a mission trip where I severed a nerve in my tiny pinky finger. It was like by trying to open one of those big cans. And my finger for years would be cold. It would be extra cold, be extra tingly. It just wasn't right. And I sort of resigned myself to the fact that I was always just going to have this weird pinky, but it doesn't do that anymore. So healing can come very, very slowly sometimes. We can come into light very, very slowly. So the second thing I want you to remember if you're going through a dark time or to put in your pocket for when you will go through a dark time is that light and healing can come very slowly sometimes. The third thing I wanted you and us to think about today when we think about dark times has to do with our snow. So stay with me here. Like, if you're a snow person, raise your hand. You love it. I can't get enough snow. Raise your hand. Okay. If you're like, snow, go away. Raise your hand. Right? Yeah. I think we're like probably half and half. And I think that that's true about dark times, right? Not that we ever crave dark times, but there, when we think about dark times in terms of light and darkness, maybe you've noticed this, but if you've ever been in a forest in the nighttime when there's snow, any little bit of light is reflected by all that snow, right? And the same is true, I think, when you're going through a dark time. When you're going through a dark time or you're going through something that's not going well, any little smile that somebody gives to you, any little kindness that somebody brings, any small little bit of hope is going to sort of ricochet off of all of that snow. So the next time you're going through a dark time, you might think, even if you don't like the snow, I'm being blanketed with snow so that all of the goodness that comes in is going to reflect off of me. So those are my three things to think about when you're going through a dark time. Remember the mystery of the incarnation, that God is with us all the time. All the time God is with us. Second, that light and healing can come slowly, not all at once. And third, hard things can also reflect light, just like a snow blanketing all of us. So as we go through hard times, or as we prepare to go through hard times, or maybe as God is preparing us to help others who are going through hard times, may we remember all of these things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, thanks be to God. Amen.